All right, so let's talk about the challenges. I mean, you can probably already figure that out. So if we think about, y'all mentioned change is constant. I mean, that seemed to be, and I can see it right there, Renee said, healthcare is tough and changing all the time. Change, change, change. Give you a little bit of, I guess, relief in knowing it's not just unique to your industry. It is everywhere. Change is happening all the time. In fact, if you've ever done any studies on change, it's been determined that the rate of change has increased exponentially more in the last 15 years than it did in the previous 100 years combined. And the prediction going forward, that rate of change is going to continue even more. Now, for those of you that remember math, this is linear, this is exponential, right? So it's going like this, that rate is climbing faster and faster. If I was going to ask you to attribute that to one thing, one word or one phrase, what do you think is the main reason change is happening so quickly and it's predicted it's going to go even faster? Yeah, Deanna, you read my mind. I agree. It's probably technology. Okay? Anybody remember using a phone booth? It's probably been a long time. Some of you aren't old enough to remember that probably, but probably been a long time since we did that. But now, you know, you can see them out there. I don't think anybody uses them, but you know, what do? We've got our cell phones and we're instantly accessible and constantly. Superman did, exactly, Gerard. Yep. But yeah, everything's changing all the time and it's going to continue to change because of the advancement primarily of technology. So the key to being innovative is not just accepting change, but embracing it. Now, here's my question to you. How do most people feel about change? If those of you that have team members or employees that work with you or for you, yeah, some hate it, some resist it. Kate said scared. Yeah, it brings up a lot of fear for most people. And a lot of times, even when people are, Kimberly said phone booths. Wow, I feel old now. Me too, Kimberly, don't worry. But yeah, so a lot of times, even when people are unhappy with what's there, they'll still resist change because it makes people uncomfortable, as Edwan just mentioned as well, right? So think about this. If our role as leaders is to find ways to get people engaged in change, right, and to create an innovative culture, then what we have to do is find ways to get them to be comfortable. And one way to do that is to get them to see the bigger picture. I'm going to share with you a little exercise. I do a class that's all about change management in and of itself. And there's this neat little exercise that sort of gives you a different perspective. But this is sort of a common list of change factors or change drivers that most industries deal with. Now, you may look at this and say, some of those are true for us in healthcare, some are not, right? And you may add some other things as well, okay? But what you want to think about is here is when they have a fear of dealing with change is they get caught up in their own world. I call it getting caught up in the weeds, right? I got my own thing going on and look at all that, what it's going to make me have to do. Now I have to do this instead of that. My hours are going to change. I have new responsibilities, and that can be seen as a hassle. They typically do not see the bigger picture. So what I found is one of the greatest benefits we can create for our team members is have them step back from the weeds so they can see that bigger picture. And this is sort of a neat little exercise that will do it. Now, as we said earlier, we're not going to take a lot of time to go through this because of our time frame. But this is something, consider this is something you can do with the people on your team. You can literally sit down, engage them in the process. And by the way, can anybody tell us when your team members are more engaged, what does that tend to do to buy in to ideas? Does it increase it or decreases if they're more engaged? It absolutely increases it, doesn't it, right? So if you involve them more in these processes, then they're going to more likely buy into the ideas. So let's just take a few of these. If we look at, for example, the economy, look at it's at the 3 o'clock position on this slide, okay, the economy. Can anybody type in, think about this for a second, how has economic changes made your organization or your industry had to adjust? What kind of adjustments have happened because of economic changes out there, okay? So just see if you can think of anything along those lines, right? Value-based payment models, Gene said, right? Try to read these, are moving quick, okay? Doing the same or more with fewer resources, more with less. Everybody's hearing that, aren't they, right? Virtual visits with patients versus live, for sure, okay? Finding other non-traditional revenue streams. You guys are all low risk, exactly, okay? Now, think about it, your team members, and sometimes maybe this involves you, if we're caught up in those weeds, we're forgetting these things, aren't we? We're not thinking about the fact that these things are happening out there. typically think about how change is impacting us personally and not realizing why it happens out there. How about product or service life cycles? Product or service life cycles, and you know way more about any of those that you deal with, right? So Vincent said supply chain. If there's changes happening there, right, how's that impacting you? Okay? How's that impacting your organization and the need to make change? Okay. PPE conservation, okay. Change in visit from person to telehealth, good. So this, sometimes I can see this requires a little thinking, doesn't it, right? The workflow, electronic health records always changing and more talking to each other. Okay, there you go. So, and I bet if you had more time to think about this, you'd expand on this even more, okay? How about, let's go over to costs, and let's take a look. That's over at the 8 o'clock position there on our circle or our clock, right? What kind of changes in costs are happening? How are costs impacting the the need to change with your organization or your industry? Increases in costs, Alejandro said. Yep. Increasing, rising. Everybody just say they're going up. Yep. Can you be specific about any certain types of costs? Is there any costs that you're seeing in particular? Heather said PPE. Okay. IT equipment needed. Yep. There you go. PPE is a common one. Salaries. There you go. Cleaning, right? So all of you can see those in different ways, right? Now, what I want you to imagine is what would happen if you got your team together and you did an exercise like this, where you had them sort of walk through and give all their input, and you could give some as well, so they can start to see that bigger picture, right? And we just covered a few of these, but you could go around all these different drivers or factors, and you could even have them add in more factors if you wanted to do that. And what I always do when we finish this up is I say, okay, now, I want you to put yourself, and I'm talking to my team members, I want you to put yourself in the position of the one individual who has to make decisions about your organization and what it's going to take to be successful based on all these things happening around the circle, okay? And the first thing I ask is, do you think that would be an easy thing to do? I'll ask that of all of you. Would it be easy to make decisions about the success of the organization, right? If you were the one person who was responsible for all these decisions, it'd be tough, wouldn't it? You've got a lot on your plate. Do you think decisions you're going to make are going to make everyone happy? You probably realize the answer is going to be no to that as well. So when we're looking at the success of the company, if the organization isn't doing well, right, then guess what? Everybody loses. So you have to find sort of that happy medium. That's what's happening in that larger picture. So oftentimes what happens when we walk through this exercise, people sort of have that aha moment. They go, okay, so yeah, it's getting me away from those weeds. I'm seeing now it's not just about what impacts me, but what's happening, you know, with the entire organization and the necessity for change and innovation. And when people can start to see that, they're going to start to buy into that. That's when you start to create that culture for change. Okay?